From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
's broadcast, former Prosecutor General Yoon Sung-yeol, a leading presidential hopeful for the opposition, is set to formally announce his bid next week. North Korea again dismisses the likelihood of restarting talks with the United States, but Washington remains optimistic. And the Supreme Court, for the first time, upholds a lower court acquittal of a man charged for refusing to fulfill his mandatory military duty for non-religious reasons. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Emma Kalka. Former Prosecutor General Yoon Sung-yeol, the current leading potential presidential candidate for the opposition, is set to officially declare his intention to run for office next week. The ruling party, meanwhile, will decide whether or not to delay its primary scheduled for September. Park Jung-hong reports.
Nearly 4 months after stepping down as Prosecutor General, Yoon Sung-yeol is ready to throw his name into the presidential race. Catapulted into the political spotlight after months of open conflict with the administration, his spokesperson said in a statement on Thursday that he will explain to the public the path he will take moving forward next week. The announcement will be made at 1 p.m. next Tuesday at Maehyun Yunbongil Memorial Museum, which commemorates the late independence activist. Yoon is expected to clarify whether he will join the main opposition People Power Party and also state his position on the so-called X-File that contains allegations linked to him and his family. While the PPP would prefer a primary with all the potential opposition contenders at once, including Yoon, some expect him to delay joining the party as much as possible in order to gain leverage. Meanwhile, the ruling Democratic Party will decide on Friday whether to postpone its primary, currently scheduled for early September. If the delay doesn't go through, DP lawmakers opposed to the plan are considering convening the highest decision-making party affairs committee to overturn the decision. Supporters of presidential hopefuls Lee Nak-yeon and Chung Se-kyun have proposed delaying the primary to allow candidates more time to prepare. They have suggested holding it in late September or early October. However, the idea has been rejected by the party's leading presidential contender, Gyeonggi Governor Lee Jae-myung. Park Jung-hong, KBS World Radio News.
Former Prosecutor General Yoon Sung-yeol remains the most favored potential candidate in next year's presidential election, a recent poll has shown, albeit with a narrower margin. According to RealMeter's survey of 2014 adults nationwide on Monday and Tuesday, 32.3% of respondents said they supported Yoon, which is down 2.8 percentage points from a previous survey 2 weeks earlier. Gyeonggi Province Governor Lee Jae-myung came in second with 22.8%, down 0.3 percentage points. Former ruling Democratic Party leader Lee Nak-yeon ranked third at 8.4%. When placing Yoon against Governor Lee, Yoon won 47.7% of support against Lee's 35.1%. The survey commissioned by Oh My News had a confidence level of 95%, with a margin of error of plus or minus 2.2 percentage points. North Korea has again dismissed the likelihood of restarting talks with the United States. North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Song-kwon said in a statement on Wednesday that his country is not considering any meaningless contact or any other possibility involving the United States that will waste its precious time. The statement came a day after Kim Yo-jong, the powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, said in a statement that the U.S. expectation of reigniting dialogue with Pyongyang would plunge them into greater disappointment. Hours after Ri's comments, the U.S. State Department reaffirmed that Washington remains open to diplomacy with North Korea. In response to an inquiry by the Seoul-based Yonhap News, a department spokesperson added that the U.S. hopes North Korea will positively respond to Washington's efforts for dialogue. President Moon Jae-in has expressed his intent to focus on establishing peace on the Korean Peninsula until his term ends next spring. In an interview with U.S. news magazine Time, Moon said that constant dialogue and communication with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have led to mutual trust and suggested vaccine diplomacy as a means of bringing the North back to dialogue. The Weekly unveiled on its website Wednesday the cover of its July edition featuring Moon. For the first time, South Korea's top court has upheld a lower court's acquittal of a man charged with refusing to fulfill his mandatory military duty for non-religious reasons. In its ruling on Thursday, the Supreme Court recognized the defendant's anti-violence beliefs that prompted him to refuse his military service. While the top court upheld the acquittal of a man charged with refusing mandatory reservist duty for non-religious reasons in February, this is the first such case for active duty. The defendant, surnamed Jung, was indicted after he refused to fulfill military service in 2017 without providing justification. During the trial, he argued that he, as a sexual minority, opposed the military culture that forced masculinity, as well as the use of violence. Jung's defense was not recognized by the first court, which sentenced him to 18 months in prison. The appellate court, however, acquitted him following rulings by the Constitutional Court and the Supreme Court that recognized conscientious objectors. New COVID-19 cases in South Korea remained in the 600s for the second day amid continued reports of clusters from day-to-day interactions. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said as of 12 a.m. Thursday, 610 additional people tested positive, raising the country's cumulative caseload to 153,155. Of the new cases, 576 were local infections, while 34 were from overseas. Around 78% of local transmissions were reported in the Seoul metro area. The head of the Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency has assessed that the nation is in the early stages of an inflow of the COVID-19 Delta variant. KDCA Commissioner Chung Eun-kyung said in an online briefing on Thursday that a total of 180 cases were confirmed as the Delta variant in the country, citing that three were domestic transmissions. Jung stressed the need to block imported cases of the strain and prevent its spread in the nation as it is circulating fast around the globe. The latest studies have found that the variant spreads faster, both indoors and outdoors, than the original COVID-19 strain and the Alpha variant. The head of South Korea's central bank has hinted at a possible rate hike within the year. Speaking to reporters on Thursday, Bank of Korea Governor Lee Ju-yeol said there is a need to normalize monetary policy within this year in an orderly fashion. The summer's rainy season is set to begin next month. The Korea Meteorological Administration made the projection in a briefing on Thursday. Initially, monsoon season was forecast to begin at the end of this month, but the KMA adjusted that projection. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 9.91 points, or 0.30% on Thursday, closing the day at 3,286.10, a new record high. And that's the news from KBS World Radio News Center in Seoul. I'm Emma Kalka. We'll be right back.